stationary, eating a homemade oatmeal cookie and having a cup of coffee.
Hey, Bernice is taking care of you there.
Well, yeah, I generally keep her handcuffed to the stove most of the time.
Believe that.
Shoot. Well, she was hanging up a belt in the closet a while ago when I was changing clothes, and I just accidentally shut the closet door and shut the light off, and she's got claustrophobia. She threatened me.
You don't treat her well.
Yeah, I never thought of that, Jim. That's a little forward, too forward thinking for me. Well, I went down to the doctor's office and got I had an echo and a heart chemical stress test the other day, and so this was a follow-up. More or less got a status quo diagnosis, so I'm happy. It could have went the other way.
We'll talk to you right after you'd come out of the hospital there, finishing up that test. And status quo is good news.
Thinking about going down to that place at 14 in Pelham. I see them advertise these two ladies on TV all the time, and it's called Back to 30. And I don't know. Being that I'm only 37 and dyslexic, you reckon they could help me out any?
Up that high.
You're getting like Bob. You're in trouble now. Shoot. What are you up to?
Well, I'm headed to the hardware store. Got to pick up a few things. I kind of made me a new tabletop cubbyhole thing to put all my radios in. So now I got to have some accessories to put on it so I can hang my the other things that go on it and get good lighting and that kind of stuff. And getting ready to start another course with CW Academy, so I'm kind of headed that way, KO4LAO.
Thinking about going down, I bought the grandsons a 3D printer here last year and see if maybe they can print me a new spine for the S1 and S2 level down there. That's about the only hardware I can think of I need this morning, but, sound like you're going to have a good day. I got several things on the agenda that are inside, and then, of course, you got to go out and check on the chickens, but I was talking to Wyatt earlier, and he does repairs on such things as, and I don't know exactly, but like the Omni and the different facility things they need down at ATC, you know. And he was saying that they were going to put off doing a calibration procedure on the IFR stuff because of the Mr. Fred coming in about Monday or Tuesday, I guess, or might even be Sunday. Not sure, Jim. I think it's Sunday.
The storm track that in fact, I wasn't even really paying much attention to the news, but the Mars stuff that I do, there's a group of guys who track that stuff pretty closely, and they'd sent out a message about it. One of the guys that that I talk to every night, he has to leave. He doesn't stay up late. He's got to go put his chickens to bed, make sure he gets them all in the house.
Well, if he's letting them free range, I could see that. I have timers set, and they don't need it, and it turns on an LED in the chicken coops. There's just two coops out there. They're back-to-back, and they come on prior to sunset, and then come on about 5:30 in the morning to wake them up, and it works real good for me.
His range in an area, a fenced area there, but he always goes out at night and counts all the chickens, make sure they all get back in the coop.
Very well here. I've cleared an area out back for quite some distance out there, about 84 yards to be exact, and there's a hawk that lives down there with his family, and he comes up there, and I had one oak tree cut down that I left a stub up about, 10 or 15 feet, and I run my coax over it through an eye bolt up to the super loop, and by golly, he comes up there and sits right on that thing. Now and then I have to throw a little firecracker out the window to dissuade him, because he's sitting there watching those chickens.
He's big enough that he could just grab one and run with it, right?
I feed him quite regularly, but on down about 100 yards. If I have gray squirrels that are up there trying to eat coax or something, that I take them down and I lay them on a log, and I got films of him picking them up and flying off with them.
Pretty amazing. They're pretty pretty amazing animals, especially eyesight-wise and all that. So, but I do enjoy seeing the red tails and the others. We have one that sits on top of our church, although I haven't seen him lately. But many a Sunday morning, I'll come there, and that hawk will be sitting on top of the cross. It's been pretty amazing to see.
The last year I worked, my boss brought in an owl, a barred owl. I think it's spelled B-A-R-D. And it was juvenile, but it was, probably 12, 15 inches tall. It was pretty good size. And we kept it hidden back in the switchgear room. And it was sitting alongside the road, covered in snow one morning up in Missouri there in Kansas, and we couldn't figure out what was the matter with it, and so he took it in and had it x-rayed, unbeknownst to the hospital, and there wasn't nothing broken. But I'll tell you what, when that thing sat on my arm, I brought Bernice in and showed it to her back there. I'm telling you, Jim, you would not believe the strength in those talons. Of course, I had a big thick jacket on, and he'd sit on my arm, no problem. And come to find out, that owl was blind. And boss let him go one day, and he flew straight up and flew out and crashed in the parking lot. But we called game management, and they come out and determined he was blind. But an amazing thing, the way that owl survived is they got sensors, I don't know if it's in their ears or what, on each side of their head that, along with their great vision at night, can echo range a target, like, for example, a mouse. And it triangulates that and flies down and kills it. And even without vision, they said it could survive. So it went to some kind of a zoo or museum, I don't know which, but that was amazing to be able to handle one of them.
Often they're quite the animal. Even eagles, with their talons and stuff. They're just amazing birds. It's amazing that we coexist with all these things around us, and yet we don't realize how wonderful those things are sometimes. We get kind of focused on our own stuff. Hey, listen, I'm at the hardware store here, so I'm going to have to run. I'd say 73 for now, but I'll be clear on your final, KO4LAO.
Okay, Jim, great to hear you. I'm going back to watching the Virginian here on the boob tube, and finish my coffee off and finish looking at the email. KO4LAO in 0TR. Have a good day, Jim.